I thought you were trying to do a ho, ho, ho.
I was, and then I started coughing, and you just stole it from me. It's like stealing a sneeze. Hey, happy December. It's Bino and Derek from Get Geekish, back with another podcast for you.
Can you believe that New Year's? 2018 is almost gone?
No, I'm about ready for 2012 to start at this point.
2012, yes.
How?
But the Christmas season, I was talking about that with my wife the other day, and for the first time in a few years, I actually feel very festive this year. I feel very Christmassy. Maybe it's because we actually put up our Christmas decorations, and I don't know. But
no, yeah, it's I get you. It's one of those ones when you put it up, you kind of get that that warm, fuzzy feeling inside that makes your heart grow three times that day.
Yeah, very, very like that. And maybe it's just that there's so much other bad crap going on in the world that you're like, I just want Christmas to be warm and fuzzy. Yay, mm-hmm. Hot cocoa and Santa Claus. Let's do this. But this week, we're going to talk about Christmas movies. You know, movies are a good thing. We've lost a lot of them. The good, the bad, the animated, the real life, the black and white. I actually watched two Christmas movies tonight.
That's you know, that's a heck of a feat.
Except for they are shorter. Remember, a lot of Bonnard blockbusters would be 2 and 3 hours long. A Christmas Story, which we watched this afternoon after the little one got off school, is only like 1 hour and 10 minutes long.
I always feel. Are you sure? It feels like that one's way longer than 1 hour and 10 minutes long.
Let's find out. We'll discuss this because honestly, Christmas Story is one of my all-time favorite Christmas movies ever.
I always feel like maybe I'm thinking it's longer because of what is it? TBS when they do the 24 hours of A Christmas Story.
Oh, and they put like eight hours of commercials in it. Okay, sorry. 1 hour and 35 minutes. Wait, but no. They made A Christmas Story 2?
Yeah.
Sacrilege.
That, I don't think, I've never watched it. I don't think I've met anybody that's watched it, but.
Yeah, total runtime on the original Christmas Story is only 94 minutes long.
Hmm. For some reason, I thought it was longer.
I think it's because it also, I love it, but it is a very slow moving.
It is.
Just because there's not a real big plot hole. It's just a story. So there's not like a big buildup to a climax. It's just. Hey.
Oh, fudge. Fragile. You know, that movie has a lot of great moments in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know that? And I remember watching it. My parents could relate to it because it was, you know, set in that time frame when they were a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So when he's sitting there listening to Little Orphan Annie on the radio, my dad's like, I used to do that.
Yep.
Drink Ovaltine. I was like.
Yep, my dad had the Ovaltine thing, and he had it. It wasn't the Little Orphan Annie, but he had a Dakota ring from something else.
Yeah, I think my dad had
Buck
one
Rogers
too.
Or
yeah.
Somebody else.
Yeah, and my dad even had like a Dakota book that he gave me.
Yeah, I'll memorize that, Dad.
I did write code word or secret letters though.
Mm.
Anyway,
but that one, it's such a fun movie, and it just touches on so many different aspects of suburban American life. So I could see. It may not be for everybody.
Because it's not flashy.
Yeah.
And I think that's the problem that some people have, that if you talk to them and they're like, I'm not really into it. I think that if you ask them, like, is it not flashy enough? That might be the reason why.
Yeah. And I love that style of movie for some reason. There's actually another movie by the same creators of this that I used to watch all the time on the Disney Channel as a kid called Ollie Hop Noodles Haven of Bliss. And it was the same idea. I'm pretty sure it was the same dad. And it was about a summer road trip vacation they take. Same thing with the narrator telling the whole story. I love that movie. And I can't find it anywhere other than like a $64 copy of the VHS tape on eBay. So if anybody has any hookups to that, hit me in the DMs. Just saying. Make it worth your while.
That sounds not creepy at all. But yeah, I mean, you know, I think the narrating ones with the nostalgia feel, you know, kind of get you.
Maybe it's the ties to Scrubs, but anytime there's a narration in a movie, I somehow get it because I feel like I narrate my own life most mm-hmm. of the time, which is why I feel I'm very socially awkward at times because there's things going on in my head and somebody says something in real life. You're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
But so we did that one of my favorites because I got to educate the little one on that. And then we went into Elf. She liked it because it looked funny because there's a big cute elf on it. I liked it because Will Ferrell can be funny and... It all seems like a good tie-in, being that Peter Billingsley, who was Ralphie in A Christmas Story, is also in Elf.
Which is funny to me that everybody is like, oh, I didn't know that. I've known that for years.
I always forget it because I remember hearing about it years ago, but every time it comes up, you're like, oh, yeah.
Man, the internet just took away one of my party tricks because I used to love when we were watching Elf to tell people, hey, you've seen A Christmas Story? Yeah. That's the same kid. What?
And they pause it and rewind. Really?
Yeah. Man.
But Elf was actually a pretty darn good movie.
Elf came out in 2003.
Yeah. Had Zooey Deschanel in it, and that was one of the ones where Will Ferrell's over-the-top acting was a match made in heaven that character.
Mm-hmm.
So what's one of your favorite all-time Christmas movies?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah,
it counts. It counts. One of my all-time favorite Christmas movies, and people will argue this, but if you argue it, Google says you're wrong, Die Hard.
I love Die Hard.
That's a great Christmas movie. People are like, this is a Christmas movie. It is. If you Google Christmas movies on Google, it is in the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I mean, it's one of those ones where I think I like it because it's not your in-your-face holiday cheer type of thing. Like, Christmas is there and...
It's like some other Christmas movies on this. We'll tie this. This is going to be a stretch here. Let me see if I can make this happen. But
okay.
Take Love Actually.
Yep.
Is Love Actually a Christmas movie? Or is it a movie that happens to take place during Christmas in its setting?
Okay.
Because that's what Die Hard does, too, and that's if something happens at Christmas time, that's what makes it a Christmas movie.
Okay, let's take it one step further. Is Home Alone a Christmas movie?
Same deal. That's another one of my favorites. Home Alone 1, Home Alone 2, we'll forget the rest of them ever existed.
What are you talking about? There's no such thing as 3 and 4 and maybe 5.
What is this madness you speak of?
But a lot of people forget that Die Hard 2 is a Christmas movie.
This is true.
It also took place around that winterous time.
So did Gremlins.
Yep. You stole my thunder.
I'm sorry.
But Gremlins, that's another one that, you know, people are like, oh, it's a Christmas movie. Technically, it is.
There is. There has to be some leeway because then you could physically say anytime there is a mention of Christmas in a movie, oh, it's a Christmas movie.
Well, I mean, Harry Potter. It has a Christmas segment, so I guess you could argue that. But I
think when the focal point of the movie is the season, if it just happens to be Christmas passes through, that's not a Christmas movie.
For crying out loud, in Die Hard, it says, ho, 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 I have the machine gun now. So, I mean, that's pretty Christmassy.
Yeah, I'll go with it.
Another great one, Christmas Vacation. We cannot talk Christmas movies and not talk Christmas Vacation.
Oh, yeah, National Lampoon's, that was one of their crowning achievements.
Mm-hmm.
They had a handful of them, but that was definitely... I love the Griswolds.
Well, I remember watching it as a kid, and you know, the scene that always stuck out to me was the cat chewing on the.
So horrible.
Have you seen my cat? Oh man, but that one and good old cousin Eddie, out in his robe, draining the septic tank of his RV, and that classic line that I'm not going to say because we're family friendly ish.
Well, the thing I like about these movies, too, is we can talk about it. I don't feel like we're giving away spoilers, because almost all of these, if you haven't seen them yet, just do yourself a favor. If you like Christmas movies at all, just put some of these on a list and go stream them on Netflix for a while.
Who hasn't seen Christmas Vacation, though?
There's people out there.
Really?
Yeah. Well, we'll take, for instance, one of my coworkers has a legitimate Charlie Brown tree on her desk, and some other coworkers that were not that young, they were probably in their late 20s, early 30s, came in and like, what the heck is that? She's like, it's a Charlie Brown tree. And like, but it's not really a tree. It's like a stick. She's like, yeah, like in the movie. And like, they made a movie about that? And they had no idea. Like, they had a vague recollection that there was a Charlie Brown Christmas movie, but had never seen it and knew nothing about it. Like, I thought the Charlie Brown Christmas tree had become almost culturally iconic. Culturally iconic.
I got it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess there is people out there. To me, it's weird thinking that somebody hasn't seen A Christmas Vacation or A Christmas Story, you know. I mean...
But that's where we are getting older.
Yeah. There's people out there who actually in our age range who haven't seen It's a Wonderful Life, which I know a lot of people love that one. Not one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Clarence, do you hear the bell, Clarence? Yeah.
I mean, anyone that has not graduated high school was not alive when Christmas Vacation came out.
Oh, I was just looking at this, too, and the Santa Claus came out in 94. That was a long time ago.
See, I was not a huge fan of the Santa Claus. Tim Allen was in that one.
One was okay. Two was, and three was, no.
I feel that with most of the Christmas recurring movies, that seems to happen. Bad Santa, first one?
Was all right.
Pretty decent. Bad Santa 2?
Was horrible. That was not a good one. What about, this goes along the Die Hard. What about Batman Returns?
Well, it was frosty, but
I mean, it's on the list. You got the Penguin on there, and Michael Keaton as Batman.
If you ever want to mess with somebody, I don't know if it'll work now in the digital age, but in the days of my working at a VHS store back in the day, nothing made me happier than Christmas time when people came in to rent the Jack Nicholson family classic Jack Frost.
Not Jack Nicholson.
Or not Jack Nicholson. No.
This is Michael Keaton too, wasn't it?
Was it Michael Keaton?
I don't know.
Let's look.
We got the power of the internet.
Yes, Michael Keaton in Michael Keaton's family-friendly Jack Frost.
Where they would get the horror movie Jack Frost.
Yeah, there's a horror movie Jack Frost about a carrot-nosed snowman that has his way with a sorority girl in a hot tub and murders lots of people. And when people came in thinking they got one and not the other, they would come back in absolutely spewing venom. Like, I don't know what to tell you. This one says it's rated R.
Well, not only that. I remember this vividly because, you know, I spent a lot of times in the movie store trying to get movies. And around Christmas time, we did rent, you know, the family-friendly Jack Frost. The other one has an evil-looking snowman on the cover. How do you not know the difference?
I don't know. And I can't say that I never, quote-unquote, accidentally put the wrong movie behind the wrong case ever in my life, but... Because the tape itself, you don't know. It just says Jack Frost. It's a black tape, you know?
That's true. You know, I haven't seen the horror one.
It's 90s. It's not even Redneck Zombies good.
It's 90s horror good.
How about some of the classic, the old Christmas movies? What, you know, being that we've just dated ourselves already, the really old movies.
So I was going to say, some of our listeners,
you know, before color was around.
What do you mean? Those are, you see, that's where we get into It's a Wonderful Life, Miracle on 34th Street.
Which I'm probably going to be lambasted for this. I hate both of those movies.
Yeah, the newer Miracle on 34th Street with the Matilda girl and the guy from Jurassic Park.
The fact that you said the Matilda girl makes me really happy.
I can't think of her name, but and the guy from Jurassic Park was okay, but still not one of my favorites. But I don't know if it's because I had to watch It's a Wonderful Life a lot as a kid. I
went back as an adult watching because there's a lot of things you watch as a kid that are old movies and I can see why kids don't like this because it's slow.
Yeah.
It's got bad sound. It's got really long songs, blah, blah, blah. But I go back and try and watch it and look at it with, okay, let's see what this is all about. Like, yeah, it's a heartwarming story, whatever. Can I just get the Cliff Notes of it or something? Like, this is dumb.
Well, and some people be like, well, it's because it's a black and white. That's why you don't like it. I love a lot of black and white stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, give me Abbott, Costello, Three Stooges, you know.
Ed Wood.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, what's the other one? Pleasantville.
Yeah, well, that was half and half.
Yeah, but anyway, I like those movies. It's just nothing against Jimmy Stewart. I couldn't get into it.
Yeah, I couldn't either. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that are like, how could you not like Miracle?
Those are classics.
And you know, lots of people love them. And you do your thing. You watch it. I'll go play Xbox or something while you watch it.
You watch that. I'll watch one of my favorites, Jingle All the Way.
I did not dislike Jingle All the Way, but I came out about. I think it came out when I was. Where did that come out?
That came out in 1996.
Yeah, so
good old Sinbad.
I was in high school. I was not the age for Jingle All the Way to hit me in the right way.
Well, it had Arnold in it. How could you not like it?
Yeah, but that was about the same time that Arnold also came out with Last Action Hero.
Don't listen to that movie. I need my Turbo Man. Get to the chopper. Anyway, back to the classics. Rudolph.
Yeah, I think the whole group, there was Rudolph, the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman. There was three or four of them that were all like that box set they had.
There was also like Rudolph and the Island of Misfit Toys. And there was a couple other Rudolph spinoffs that were, I liked Rudolph, but at the same time I didn't just because I don't know why.
They're another that because of the time frame, they were very slow. I still loved them as a kid, but I don't think my kid would love them very much. And I don't have the rewatch value. It's like it comes on, you watch 5 minutes, like, oh yeah, Rudolph, let's go do something else.
Right.
What about those five holiday classics? Here we go. There was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, The Little Drummer Boy, and Cricket on the Hearth.
I don't remember.
Must have missed that one.
I remember Little Drummer Boy. I mean, because they all were the same stop motion animation, right? Yeah, I remember all of those. I mean, I watched them, but I would always go to like, I mean, even
Honestly, I think as a child, I'm not sure I knew the difference between Rudolph, Frosty, and Santa Claus is Coming Down, because TNT used to just run them on repeat for like 4 months straight. Mm-hmm. So it was always on, and I just thought it was this massive 4-hour claymation movie.
Yeah. Well, I'm probably going to get lambasted for this one. Those ones, and I mean, even a Charlie Brown Christmas,
See, I still like it. It's cheesy as all get out.
No, I'm definitely right there with you, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I lost the Christmas spirit. Even the Grinch, the original one.
The original cartoon Grinch?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You're a mean one, Mr. It had some good moments, but I don't know.
That's true. I did love Mickey's Christmas Carol. That's, to this day, one of my favorite Christmas Carol takes on it.
False.
What?
The correct answer is A Muppet Christmas Carol.
That one's good, too.
That one is by far the best adaptation of A Christmas Carol.
Got me there.
Actually, I'm going to call false on myself. It's a good one. The best adaptation is Scrooged, but that's a neither here nor there, because that one's not really family friendly. But
yeah, but it's a good movie.
It really is.
I thought it was a horror movie when I was a kid.
Because of Future and all the little demons he had?
Yeah, it came out when I was 8, and then my sister, you know, I walked in, and when she was walking in, there's a giant skeleton hand reaching out for him. Like, it's a scary horror movie! I'm watching this! Mom!
God, Scrooge is a really good one. That's, oh, man. Yeah, Mickey's Christmas Carol is a good one. But I think if I had to, like, pick my versions of it, it'd be Muppet Christmas Carol for family friendliness.
Yeah, that one is definitely one of the best on there.
What about Ernest Saves Christmas?
Oh my God, you brought up my man. I loved Ernest P. Worrell. I was so sad when he passed away. Like, and he made some bad movies later in his career, but Ernest Saves Christmas and Ernest Goes to Camp were probably my two most watched non-animated movies of my entire childhood.
I need to rewatch Ernest Saves Christmas. No, I just watched it last year, I think. 2 years ago. I don't know.
It's great.
It is.
Know what I mean?
I see what you did there. You know, did you ever see White Christmas?
Which one?
1954 one.
Parts of it.
It's one of my wife's favorites. In fact, I'm pretty sure she's already watched it at least 5 times this year.
Mm-hmm.
That one's a long one. 2 hours and 20 minutes. And it's got singing in it and everything like that. But I remember the first time I watched it when I was a kid, I didn't get into it. I watched it with her. I got into it a little bit more just because she was into it. And, you know, Bing Crosby was a crooner. But it's a good one. But I don't know how my wife, God bless her soul, can keep watching it. I'm pretty sure she's watched it probably when this airs, 8 times.
Yeah. I feel like that's how things have changed too, because now December rolls around and all of a sudden Netflix has nothing but Christmas movies on it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's what the movie channels when we were kids was basically TNT or TNN or whatever the channels were at the time, that just nonstop kids Christmas movies all day through the month of December.
Mm-hmm. That's true. It's, again, we've said this before, kids are spoiled.
Yeah, well, I think it's kind of cool, except for you look at some of the ones that are on there, and you're like, Netflix, come on, how did you not make the deal for some of the really good movies? I see every crappy Christmas movie ever made on here. Like, let's get some of the better ones.
You know, some people live for the Hallmark Christmas movies.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched, no, Lifetime.
Yeah.
But Lifetime and Hallmark. The only Lifetime Christmas movie that I like, and I'm not afraid to admit it, is The Grumpy Cat Christmas. Because it's so stupid, but, you know, it's fun.
Did you get into much of the Christmas horror movies at all? Because you like a lot of horror movies.
No. It's not that I like horror movies. I'll watch them, but the problem with a lot of horror movies is they're campy, predictable, and not scary. I know that Black Christmas came out in, what, the 60s? The original one? And then they redid it.
74.
Okay, so 74, and then they redid it in the 2000s. I don't remember when. And then there's Krampus, and which I haven't seen.
They just have no appeal to me.
I'm sure I've seen. I mean, some people probably say Gremlins is a horror.
Technically,
Christmas
Jack
movie.
Frost falls in there. They even list Nightmare Before Christmas as a horror in some movies.
What?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I thought it was going to be terrible because my mom thought it was going to be too scary for it because it was a Tim Burton movie when I was a kid, so I went into it thinking it was going to be scary.
Yeah, I remember I actually got the VHS for Christmas, and I hadn't seen it, and my parents were like, oh, you can't watch that, and then I watched it, I was like, this is great!
I feel like I'm just looking through the list of some of the best horror Christmas movies. I feel like these need to be on the list of what you have to do if you lose a bet. There's Santa Claus, C-L-A-W-S. It's got a Santa Claus.
You know what's funny is you say all these, like, I know what you're going to run down this list. I remember seeing them in the video store.
Santa's Sleigh. Silent Night, Deadly Night. Santa Claus with an axe coming out of a chimney. Silent Night, Deadly Night 2. Santa Claus killing a nun, apparently. Okay. But a lot of these just, there's the Tales from the Crypt Christmas. It just doesn't seem like we're going back to that whole feel good holly jolly season. It just seems like murder movies.
Well, there's a movie that's coming out this year that I'm actually kind of want to see is the Anna and the Apocalypse
one. Yeah, that looks good.
But I mean, that's Christmas horror right there.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh dang. Oh well. Yeah. So I'll backtrack. They said not going to see that one. Whatever.
Okay. So what about these quote unquote? I guess. Do you still call them chick flicks? What are they?
Rom coms.
Yeah. Like Love Actually.
I really enjoyed Love Actually.
I did too. I think it's because Alan Rickman and...
I'm pretty sure that movie and Serendipity are part of the reason I still have a significant other, because I was able to find at least some sort of rom-com middle ground. I'm like, I like these movies.
The Holiday, which... if I had to choose between Love Actually and Holiday, it'd be Love Actually is hands down what I'd watch. Family Stone, which was okay. While You Were Sleeping. Did not realize that was Christmas.
Yeah.
But there you go.
Okay. Another one I'd almost forgotten completely about.
What's that?
The California Raisins Christmas.
Okay, that was a special. Does that count as a movie?
I don't care. It's on my list. Those two dinosaurs hosting that Christmas special was one of the greatest feats of claymation history.
Oh, man. The California Raisins.
I'm going to find that and watch that this weekend.
I miss them. You know what? I'm looking at this list. There's not a lot of Disney Christmas movies.
Well, they have a Disney version of everything. They've got the Mickey's Christmas Carol.
Right.
They've got, I think of the generic, like, straight-to-video Christmases of everything.
Well, I'm just looking at, One Magic Christmas, Mickey's Christmas Carol, and those are, like, the only two Disney movies on this list. What about Prancer? That was a good one.
Well, I guess technically... If you go for Disney on there, Nightmare Before Christmas is Disney.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Christmas Carol with Jim Carrey. Olaf's Frozen Adventure. The Santa Claus was Disney.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Wait.
Santa Paws was Disney. Arthur Christmas was Disney. The Muppet Christmas Special is Disney. Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas. The Beauty and the Beast Christmas Special. Santa Buddies. Mickey's Twice Upon a Christmas. JTT and I'll Be Home for Christmas. Toy Story is the toy that time forgot.
I do have to say, I like I made my family watch the I'll Be Home for Christmas with Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Still as cheesy and campy as I remember, but still good.
There's a Winnie the Pooh, two Winnie the Pooh Christmases.
Only two?
Yep. Babes in Toyland, technically a Christmas movie. Tigger and Pooh Christmas.
There's a few of them.
This list keeps going for a while. I'm going to stop right there, but there's a lot of Disney ones. There's no real big... I think it's just the cash in of like, hey, put this in your stocking. It's a Disney movie.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot. You know, I guess I'm sitting here looking at them. Now that you've said it, I'm like looking at it. It says Disney and very small on the on the boxes.
And some of those are misleading too because they might be owned by Disney now and they might not have been when they came out.
That's true. Disney owns everything.
They're doing a pretty good job for now.
Hey, Disney, do you want to buy us? No? Okay.
For sale. Cheap.
Okay, so let's talk a movie that is either loved or hated by a lot of people. Polar Express.
I gotta say, I was let down by that movie.
I was too.
I loved the book. I was expecting a lot for the movie, and the movie came out, you're like,
The book is 10 pages long, or like 50. It's not very long.
I know, but it's still good. It still tells a heartwarming, touching story of a boy and his bell.
The best part of Polar Express, honestly, was Tom Hanks, but...
Yeah, his voice was good, but the way they animated him...
Yeah, it was
just
weird.
Yeah, it didn't...
But I know a lot of people love that movie, and there's also a lot of people that do not like that movie. There's not people that are like, eh, it's all right.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it on the, oh my God, nobody can see this, but it's definitely not on my, like, well, I wouldn't choose to watch it.
Yeah. What about, okay, you briefly mentioned these in the beginning here, and this is a huge debate too, Home Alone 1 or Home Alone 2?
See, we talk about how sequels got worse most of the time, and that's where Home Alone 3 through 5 come into play, but 1 and 2 were both real good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Home Alone 2 is one of the few times in the, was it the late 80s, early 90s?
Early 90s.
When they actually had a sequel that could stand alone as a good movie by itself.
So you're not answering my question.
I don't know if there is an answer. You're asking which one is better, and they're both good for different reasons. And let's be honest, that was about my age. I was just a little about that age, so I was growing with Kevin McAllister.
Mm-hmm.
So I really felt as he became that his own man when he went to New York.
Right, you're like, I want to be. Did you just kind of secretly hope that somebody tried to break in your house so you could set up booby traps?
Constantly.
Okay.
I think someday that'll have to be a blog post, because I still have VHS tapes of me and my friends would make home movies all the time, and we made like 3 dozen Home Alone knockoff movies, and all we did was just set up traps and walk into them and get them on camera with a loose plot around it.
Were you ever disappointed that the traps didn't work as well?
Oh, yeah. And we made a few traps, and I'm fairly certain I'm happy we didn't actually get hurt.
I think
especially the treehouse ones.
I think I tried to slip on my micro machines once, and it didn't work.
Did you break some micro machines doing that too?
I think so.
Yeah, the micro machines are not good for stepping on. Those old metal Hot Wheels, you could skate on those things, but Hot Wheels just break into pieces.
Yeah, that's. Oh man, I tried. See, my favorite. I think I'm more of a Home Alone 2 than Home Alone 1. I still like Home Alone 1, but.
Mm.
Home Alone 2 to me just had more stuff. I mean, Home Alone 1, John Hughes helped with it.
That's true.
Also, Chris Columbus, who also did the second one, who also did Harry Potter 1 and 2. So, that was a little fun little fact for you right there.
You've learned something. See? We're educational.
Right. And, Joe Pesci trying not to cuss throughout the whole movie was...
Where's the fucking...
Yeah. If you ever have time, read the IMDb facts about it. It's a good time.
And I will say that my friends, that when we made those movies, they did buy an actual Talkboy because of the marketing genius behind Home Alone 2.
My friend had a Talkboy, and that's how we recorded our first radio show.
Those things were so awful.
They were awesome!
They didn't record things very well at all. Everything was scratchy and...
Then you had a broken one. Son, I have a tape still of our first radio show that I did with my friend... And it sounds amazing. Yes, we did use the Chipmunk voice for a little bit of it, but I actually got a Talkboy from a yard sale not too long ago for 50 cents. I've never had one.
Does it still work?
I have no idea.
Well, we're going to have to put it to the test.
I got to find it.
All right, that's it. We're going to recreate some Home Alone scenes. That's what our goal is for this month.
Should we see if we can actually book a hotel with a Talkboy?
Yes. Yes, we should.
Kevin, my name is Mr. McAllister.
Well, we'll start wrapping things up because we've been chatting about Chris movies for a long time.
Wrapping things up. You didn't mean to do that.
Sure I did. Christmas wrapping and whatnot, and Noel and Yule logs. And. But chime in. What were some of your favorite Christmas movies of all time? If we missed any,
we missed so many. I know we did.
Sorry, you just sounded like my daughter. We missed so many. But leave me the comments on the podcast here on Facebook, Instagram, whatever, because I need to add them to my list if there's something that we're missing out there. Or if you just want to share a fun story about one of your Christmas memories, we'd love to hear it, because that's what we're all about here, right? Is sharing the memories, not just.
Well, it's sharing the memories and learning other memories. Like, well, that sounded weird.
All your bass are mine.
Wanting to know your memories. Like, your. Because, like we said.
Man, I blew it. All your bass are belong to me. Dang it.
Yeah. Sorry. It's one of those ones where, like, we're not big fans of. It's a Wonderful Life, but maybe it's meaningful to you because you grew up watching it with a certain somebody, and
yeah. Tell me why you like it. not just because it's an amazing movie. Shut up, you jerk. You're a crackhead. You know, talk about it. Give me like a reason why you like it. That's what I need.
I like how you just called yourself a crackhead in the third person because it's somebody else yelling
at you. I guarantee you there's somebody else listening to this sitting like, how could there's still a few movies? How could they know like It's a Wonderful Life? It's the best movie of all time.
They've missed everything that we've said because of that. They just started tuning us out.
Making conversations.
These people like Gremlins over It's a Wonderful Life? Heathens.
Yep, we'll burn for that. But hey, we'll take it. Happy holidays. We'll talk some more next week. And till then, it's
thanks,
geekish.
Thanks for listening.